time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Today I'm talking with none other than the totally fabulous Miss America 2012, Laura Kepler, about her wonderful year of service. You know, yet again, an incredible job she's done during this 12 months. And I can't believe that she's giving up her title tomorrow. I vote that we, like, keep her in for another year and have, like, co-Miss Americas. Today we're talking a little bit about her year. And I know that one of the things, Laura, that is really challenging young women in today's economy is the ability to pay for their higher education, for college. Tell our listeners just a little bit about your personal story about how the Miss America program really made a difference for you in attending and paying for college.
Well, I think right now, especially, you know, a lot of people may ask, is Miss America relevant anymore? Or, you know, what does she really do? What does the organization really do? And I guess my answer is there are a plethora of different reasons to answer that question, but number one, right now there are so many people my age. I have friends who experience this right now. They graduate college, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of debt, and potentially no job in their future. And that's a very, very, very scary time and experience for someone my age. And the Miss America program is an incredible way for young women to find an alternative way to pay for their schooling. Miss America provides over $45 million in scholarship each and every year, making them the largest provider of scholarship assistance to young women in the entire world. And that's at the local, state, and national level. I have only competed in the Miss America program for 2 years. And in those 2 years, through my state earnings and my local earnings, I have been able to pay off all of my undergraduate student loans. And with the $50,000 scholarship that was awarded by Amway at Miss America, I will put that towards law school in the future. And there, I like to say there's a method to the madness. There has been for me, and I know there have been for hundreds of other women who have completely paid their way through school. I joke and say I should have lost a couple more times because I could have earned a more scholarship money along the way. You know, that could have paid for more of law school, or that could have paid for a couple, you know, one more year of law school. So it really is truly incredible. And I've met hundreds of girls who have competed through the system and say they competed for a number of different reasons, but scholarship was the number one. You know, I don't think the girls in Miss America necessarily come from families that are able to help pay all of their college tuition. And these young women are invested in their future, and they're invested in their opportunity for the future, and seek out ways to be independent on in terms of paying for their own schooling or paying back their loans or furthering their education. And in my opinion, what can be more relevant today than that? So it's truly incredible. It's an organization that changes women's lives in terms of their education. And in my opinion, that's the way to succeed in today's world. And so it's really remarkable.
You know, it is really remarkable, and I love that the Miss America philosophy is it's not a winner-take-all system, meaning only the winner of the pageant receives a prize package. You know, often at the state level, there is an interview, scholarship award, you know, the first-time contestant interview, overall interview, talent award, fitness award. You know, you might get scholarship money for making the top 10 or the top 5. You might get runner-up scholarship money. And you can win multiple scholarships. You can get a talent preliminary scholarship in the interview, or talent and runner-up. So there really is an amazing opportunity to generate scholarship money. And I have to say, too, that I've worked with a lot of wonderful contestants, both at the state, local, and national level. And what's amazing is, yeah, they do get some really great scholarship money. But also, and kind of as a side note, you know, you think of this after the fact, when you graduate from college, you have a network developed already in the community because of all these appearances you've made, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And so you maybe know someone through a community service organization who's a business person who can put you in touch with someone who has an open job or maybe can act as a reference for you. And, you know, in an economy that's tight like this, networking is one of the number one ways to find an opening and really getting your foot in the door. But also, don't you think the interview skills that you develop cross over beautifully to an actual job interview?
Oh, absolutely. The interview skills and even just the personal experience of meeting and greeting people, so many people can't do that simply because they've never experienced it. They've never experienced what it's like to stand up and give a speech in front of 300 people, most likely people who are much older than you, who are adults, and you know, we're 17 to 24-year-olds, and those skills translate your entire lifetime into your future professional life and even future personal life.
Right. I totally agree. You know, I was at an event recently. It was not a pageant event. I was the featured speaker. And of course, before there was, you know, a little get to know you reception. And I was amazed at how many people in the room, both, you know, college age people as well as adults, had absolutely no idea to just have a conversation with someone they've just met somewhere. No conversational skills. And you're like, oh my gosh, you have no ability to just have a conversation, which is something that you absolutely learn through making appearances. And then, you know, when we got into the meat of the topic, which was in fact interviewing, it was clear that many people did not know basic skill sets of how to come across as confident without being cocky. Nobody likes that, whether in a pageant interview or a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to me how, you know, we think we're preparing people for the job market, and they graduate. They have no ability to strike up a conversation and meet someone and just have a casual conversation that could be an important networking opportunity. But then even further, they have no idea to market themselves and promote themselves without, you know, it's a difficult balance. I'm confident, I've got good skills, but I'm not cocky. They have no idea how to do that, and that's why, you know, I don't know about you, but I always hear about title holders. Oh, I went and I got the job because they said it was my best interview ever. Do you hear that, Laura?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've heard stories of young women who have placed in the top five at their state competition and not even, you know, won their state title and have just said, this program has totally changed my life and put my life on a course in a totally different direction than I ever imagined. And it's because of the scholarship, it's because of the interview skills, it's because of the interactive social skills, it's because of all of those things that these young women then go into their communities and share those skills with other people, not only encourage them to compete in the system, but also share their experience of the incredible wealth of knowledge and experience that they gained through their time as a local or state title holder. And it's changed so many young women's lives.
It really has. All right, so let's talk about totally different topic, but kind of on that changing lives kind of shift. Let's talk a little bit about your program, Circles of Support, Mentoring Children of Incarcerated Parents. Tell us a little bit about your personal story and what inspired you to really reach out to these children.
Well, when I was a teenager, I grew up in a great family, great home. And one day learned that my father had made a mistake, and he, in turn, had to pay for that mistake, and that payment was spending time in federal prison. And, you know, everyone likes to ask, what did he do, what happened, and it was a white-collar crime, but it was a scenario and a situation that he had to spend his days and nights away from his community, away from his family, and most importantly, away from me and my two younger sisters. And that was an experience that forever changed my life. And through learning about the platform and the involvement in your community regarding the platform, I said, you know what, I've experienced something that through research and statistics, I learned many more people experience than you may think. And I thought, you know what, Miss Wisconsin has a voice in her state. Miss America clearly has a voice in her country. And what better way to advocate for these children that I once was to let them know they're not alone and to let them know that their past doesn't have to define them, that they will go on through hard work and dedication and belief in themselves to accomplish many incredible things. And that was really why I wanted to be Miss Wisconsin. That was why I wanted to be Miss America, on top of all of the other amazing facets to the program that we just discussed. But I really have felt like I've been able to carry out that message this year and work with so many different mentoring programs, support group programs, foster care programs, social services programs, not only for children who have parents in prison, but for those men and women who reenter society themselves. I've been able to do a lot of advocating for them, a lot of fundraising to help maintain their programs. These are all nonprofits and small grassroots efforts that mostly rely on scholarship or in-kind grants to, you know, sustain their organization, and have, in my opinion, and in my heart, felt like I have been able to reach a lot of these children and let them know to go on to dream big and to not let their past define their present or their future. And I had hoped to be living proof to them as Miss America that, you know, I have experienced this and I have had that in my past, and it was one of the most hurtful and painful experiences of my life, but it's ultimately led me here, and it's ultimately made me the woman I am today, and I'm thankful for that. And so it's really, that's been extremely rewarding this year. That's been one of my favorite parts and my highlights this year.
Well, I think it's obviously you've done an amazing job and been so courageous in stepping out and sharing your story. I know that I worked with a contestant whose father was in prison, and she was a teen. She was quite young. She was 13. And, you know, it can be such a shock. One minute your family life is normal and everything is okay, and the next minute it's changed, and it's a time of confusion and surprise, and then other people who may not understand, you know, the big picture. You know, obviously people need to go to prison for crimes. I totally understand that, but sometimes they don't understand how it impacts the whole family. And in the case of children, they're often innocent victims of the process, and that they get ostracized at school. Mm-hmm. You know, people say that we all know kids can say things. And it can be very bewildering and puzzling and confusing and hurtful. And I think it's wonderful that we can be honest about the fact that these children are victims of the process and of the situation. And it's so important to encourage them. And I can tell you that this mom got her daughter involved in contestants as a way to kind of divert and have something positive going on in her life. And at the point that she started competing, she wouldn't even raise her hand in class to speak. She really didn't have any friends in class. She felt very awkward about the situation. And through her pageant competition, she really learned how to talk about things openly and honestly, but still very factually in a non-blaming way. And she actually went on to win 3 titles, which is great for her. And she's now attending college on a debate scholarship because she learned so much from her interview training. So there really are children out here who need this kind of support.
That's right. That to me is what it's all about. And I know, you know, through your coaching, you see those success stories every single day, and I can't imagine how inspiring that has to be. But you know, that's the population of people that I target and that I'm most passionate about. But if you take a step back further, that's their personal confinement, or their personal prison, or their personal obstacle that they've been forced to overcome. But we all have those obstacles, whether it may be mental illness, whether it may be graduating college with thousands of dollars of debt, whether it's bullying, whether it's, you know, what have you. We all have these things to overcome. And so I think just the message of perseverance and belief in yourself and hard work, those messages translate to everyone. And that's been really neat to see this year, too.
I think that's an excellent point, because you're right. Everyone has challenges in some light, in some way. It doesn't matter if it's a medical issue or a financial issue or a personal issue, educational issue. It could be anything, a disability. It really runs the gamut. We all have different challenges. And in the end, it's really how we manage to work within our challenges and be persistent and work with what we have to get where we need to be. And obviously, you've done a great job this year, you know, reaching out, whether it's to children with Circles of Support or the Children's Miracle Network or the many other programs that I know you've made appearances on your year. You've done a great job. Well, it's already time for our next break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back. And Laura's going to share with us three tips to working your platform during your interview, three tips to wowing the judges with your onstage question, and three tips for the great pictures she has all over the internet, how to get great snapshot pictures at your appearances. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I want to let you in on one of the best kept secrets for improving your pageant interview skills. It's my Mastering the Pageant Interview System, where I teach you the exact same skills and techniques that I teach my private coaching students. The system includes three audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, two secrets for a winning onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just download the audio files to your computer or MP3 player and listen. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview System is that you can download it today. Yes, it's the quick and easy way to improve your skills for less than you paid for your interview outfit. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page or go to www.mypageantinterview.com and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Do you want to wow the judges and let them know that you've got the look it takes to win? Robin Moore of Harrison & Company can transform everyday contestants into breathtaking title holders. She's an expert at long layered cuts, color correction, and she's one of the best at color and highlights for blondes. Plus, she offers great length hair extensions as well as eyelash extensions. And because she's located just outside of Little Rock in the cozy town of Conway, Arkansas, she's able to offer you top-notch service at small-town prices. Contact Robin today at 501-327-6366. You're going to look beautiful.
Are you a pageant contestant in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, or Oklahoma? If so, Van Brosen Associates can help make your pageant dreams a reality. Van Brosen Associates are the producers of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA state pageants in the five states of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. To find out more, go to vanbros.com and connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/vanbros. Once again, that's vanbros.com. VanBros.com. Are you ready to be Miss USA?
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet.
Top contestants around the country have discovered the secret for creating a winning look. It's the Royal We Boutique. Former international pageant title holder Lane Berry will create a personalized, iconic competition look that establishes you as an elite contestant but doesn't drain your pocketbook. Lane has dressed evening gown winners in state, local, and national competitions of all the major pageant systems. Whether you visit in person or take advantage of their premier long-distance styling services, Lane will guide you through the steps of expressing yourself with a cohesive image that wows the judges. Visit them today at royal-we.com. You're gonna look fabulous.